session after session, panelists congratulated Rhode Island and Deepwater Wind for building the nation's first offshore wind farm off the coast of Block Island. Thomas Kiernan says this milestone created palpable excitement. He's the head of the American Wind Energy Association, which organized the conference.
The previous year's conferences, there was hope for the future that the industry would get launched and then we would get there. And I think there was a commitment to make that happen.
And it's happened. This week, the first wave of energy traveled between Block Island and the mainland, and testing continues. The Block Island wind farm is a couple of weeks away from powering 17,000 homes. Kiernan says this project launches a new energy era in the country as we add offshore wind to the electric grid. He says wind projects on land are showing what's possible.
We've got land-based wind showing that as you strengthen the supply chain, you can reduce the cost, increase the productivity, increase public support.
As consumers demand cleaner sources of energy, states are responding with ambitious policies to promote renewable energy. Massachusetts, for example, passed a law that requires 1,600 megawatts of offshore wind energy, touted Massachusetts State Representative Tom Golden.
The Commonwealth of Massachusetts, we are open for business. We are very serious about this. We are going to continue to take bold steps in order to make sure that our energy portfolio is diversified and cleaner.
This week, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut approved 460 megawatts of renewable energy projects that include solar and wind to help meet the region's needs. Offshore wind now has a promising spot in the country's renewable energy portfolio. From Massachusetts to Virginia, the federal government has issued 11 leases, and it will auction off more than 79,000 acres offshore New York in December. Europeans are paying close attention to these developments and competing here now. Throughout the conference, there was a visible strong presence of European companies, including Dong Energy, considered the global leader of offshore wind energy. At a roundtable, the company's Danielle Lane explained why it entered the American market about a year and a half ago.
There's a whole opportunity here on the northeast coast and then, you know, potentially in the Pacific as well. So, you know, this conference shows that there's a great appetite and that we're potentially on the threshold of something great here.
Europe has deployed more than 12 gigawatts of offshore wind energy.
You can easily see that the same success could be replicated here, if not in a greater scale.
Europe's interest and investment in the U.S.'s emerging offshore wind market is a vote of confidence for Jeff Grabowski, Deepwater Wind CEO.
And the fact that they're here and competing is a good thing for our market and good for ratepayers, because the story that we've seen in Europe is that as European countries transitioned from fixed tariffs to competitive auctions, price came down significantly.
All the optimism and enthusiasm was grounded in the recognition that these projects are very complicated and the industry won't take off overnight, but at least now there's proof that it can get done. Ámbar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.